Yes, it's got to be a hard maple.
If somebody is doing this for money and he has a bunch of these things, what do you call that? That's what he's got.
Well, there are two different terms for that. Around here, we always call them a sugar camp. And in Ohio, they call them sugar bush.
What part of Ohio is this? What part of Ohio is this?
Around Chardon, that's in the Cleveland, Ohio area.
Okay, so but the local term would be sugar camp.
Yeah, sugar camp, And okay. Some places call them maple bush, too. I've heard that term.
Okay. I think we got this in conversation, I think, but if you weren't sure, somebody asked you if you were free a given night, and you weren't sure whether you were or not, whether you're, you know, maybe something had been planned, you say, well, I have to ask...
have to ask Irene.
Okay. But if you didn't want to use her first name, and you still wanted to ask her, what would you say? You have to ask...
I'd have to ask my wife.
Okay. What would she be likely to say if she was...
Huh?
What would she be likely to say if she was in the same situation? She didn't know what you had planned. She thought, say, have to ask...
I don't know. What would you say?
I'll check with Russell.
With your husband? Is that? Okay. What do they call a lady whose husband has died?
A widow.
Okay. Did they ever have any other kinds of widows that maybe whose husband hadn't died or?
Grass widow.
What is a grass widow exactly?
That's one that's divorced.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. I'm almost sure we got this, but your father's. Your father's not your father's father, but your grandparents are your father's father and your father's mother, or your she's your
grandmother.
Yeah. Okay. if somebody is having a baby and he goes into the hospital and the doctor comes out and it's not a boy, he says it's a
girl.
Okay, and that means that he has just got a new baby...
daughter.
Okay. They're liable to take this new baby daughter and put it in what to wheel it around to give it some air? You know, after a couple months.
Liable to what?
What do you call a thing that you put the baby in to take outside to give some air?
Bassinet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Any other words for this? Well, no, bassinet is something that's stationary. This is something with wheels on it that you wheel around outside.
Baby carriage.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard any other term for it?
Have what?
Have you heard any other term for it than baby carriage?
Perambulator.
All right.
That's an old time one.
Yeah. A lot of times where they had, obstetricians, they'd have a woman come stay with the woman that was having the baby. What would she be called? Come help with the delivery.
After the baby's born.
No, during the baby's
born. Oh. I don't know whether midwife covered that or not.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to describe. Yeah. But you wouldn't have any other term in midwife for this? Okay. If you had a boy, say, that had a big nose, and you looked at his father, and sure enough, his father had a big nose, too, you could say the boy...
looked after his father.
Okay. let's see. If you see a child, you know, if you'd seen a child, say, about a year ago, and he was this tall, and you see him this year, and he's this tall, what are you liable to say to him? Say, how much you've...
grown.
Yeah, or you could say that he did what?
Got a lot taller.
Okay, or he... Same word as grown. In a year's time, he'd something 4 inches.
You might say he'd shot up.
Okay. Did they have any term for a child whose parents weren't married?
Oh, yeah.